The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Buddhang saranang gacchami, dhammang saranang gacchami, sanghang saranang gacchami. Duttiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Duttiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Duttiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Keeping a few things in mind, we're following that thread of pleasure. We're not trying to make things difficult for ourselves. We're practicing to allow things to become easy. So if ever it feels like the practice is in the opposite direction, we're using a kind of effort, quality of intention that makes the mind or body or the heart tight, then that's time to ask, is this helpful? What about the instructions might I be misunderstanding? What correction might be useful? So in a very natural, easy way, establishing mindfulness to the fore. Not forgetting. Breathing in with awareness, breathing out with awareness. There is breathing keeping this in mind, there is breathing happening. It's not in any way about controlling the breath, but about remembering breathing is happening, keeping it, using the breathing process to support the sustaining of present moment awareness. Keeping the breath in mind, not forgetting. See how easy this can be, this very particular effort to keep the breath in mind, to not forget it. And while keeping the breath in mind, curious enough, clear enough to be able to discern whether the breath is long or short. So there's a thoroughness, an attentiveness to the movement of the breath, each inhalation, each exhalation, just enough so the mind is capable of discerning whether it's a relatively long or short breath. Again, it's relaxed, it's easy, it's not about controlling the breath or any part of the body. We're secluding the mind from whatever obsessions, whatever other content it might be lost in. Because instead, it's keeping the movement of the breath in mind. And the mind can't do two things at the same time. Totally willing to begin again and again and again. It's a real application of the mind toward this simple, easy, relatively easy task of remembering to be aware of the breathing process. with enough continuity to be able to discern whether the breath is long or short, the in-breath is long or short, out-breath is long or short. And as you get some continuity, then noticing how the experience of the whole body is right here. So it's a kind of relaxation into a more breadth of awareness, more inclusive awareness, training the mind while breathing in to be sensitive to the whole body. And while breathing out, sensitive to the whole body, experiencing the whole body. Be really patient, dedicated. We're following this thread of pleasure. We're really taking care of the heart, mind, and body in a very direct, helpful way. This is a gift. It's not a chore. It feels good. And if it doesn't feel good, then be reflective about how you might adapt, adjust, training oneself while breathing in to be sensitive to the whole body, inclusive of the whole body, breathing out sensitive to the whole body. And if it's appropriate now, noticing the growing and spreading of a sense of calm through the body as you breathe in, as you breathe out. Let that particular theme of noticing calm as you breathe in and out be what the mind keeps in mind. And you can even, as a support, repeat the word calm as you breathe in and the word calm as you breathe out. Of course, not to be pushy or to force anything, but just as a symbol, an internal symbol of keeping calm in mind, being interested in the direct experience of calm in the body, even if it's faint. Or quite subtle. Many things to notice here and now, but choosing to train the mind to notice calm as you breathe in, to notice calm in the body as you breathe out. So we're not interested in agitation. We're not interested in what might appear to be juicy in the present moment. We're training the mind to be interested in calm. Evenness in the body, settledness. It's a kind of healing of the body and mind now, harmonizing of the body and mind. Have confidence that this is available to some degree right now, here in the body, mind. Is it possible to keep calm in mind, this particular theme in mind, through the duration of one exhalation, through the duration of the next inhalation? This is the training. It's appropriate for the mind to be curious about calm, want to be close, intimate with the experience of calm in the body. So it's not superficial, it's not theoretical, it's an actual sense of calm, experience of calm in the body as you're breathing out. As you're breathing in, sensing its nature to spread, to increase as it's better noticed. working here with this step until the mind has great confidence in the experience of calm in the body as you breathe in and out. And quite naturally, at some point, allow the mind to be interested in this lightness, piti, this buoyant, bright, energetic joy. Again, don't look for fireworks necessarily, just that lightness of heart, that joyful presence, interest. As if the mind or the heart itself has this bright smile, lovely smile. Breathing in, training the mind to notice, to keep in mind joy. While breathing out, training the mind to keep joy in mind, not forget, even if it's faint. It's a very simple intention. While breathing in, there's this intention to be sensitive to joy. And while breathing out, this intention to be sensitive to joy. It's really that simple. We're not trying to make something happen. In some senses, joy is an unrestricted movement in the body-mind, a flow, the energy of the mind, heart not being fixed or stuck. Expansive qualities of the heart and mind. And remember, sometimes little prompts, gentle prompts can be helpful, something like the instruction itself. Breathing in, sensitive to joy. Breathing out, sensitive to joy. So just repeat a phrase like that from time to time when it seems helpful. I know it's obvious, but it's important to remember it doesn't help to give up. It doesn't help to think I can't do this tonight. What helps is to have the intention while breathing in to be sensitive to joy, and to have the intention while breathing out to be sensitive, curious, open to joy. That helps. Simply keeping the experience of joy in mind with each in and out breath. Joy when seen and allowed naturally will mature into a kind of ease, contentment, and inner happiness of the heart, ease of the heart. So treading oneself, breathing in, sensitive to this more resonant, heartfelt happiness. Breathing out, beginning to be more sensitive to ease, contentment, an inner releasing of the heart. As if the heart were melting just a little, softening just a little. We're keeping this easefulness of the heart in mind as you breathe in, training the mind to keep this easefulness of the heart in mind as you breathe out. We're practicing in a way that feels good. We're following a thread of inner pleasure. Or you could say inner healing of the heart and mind. Is it possible to keep ease in mind as you breathe in? Keeping this theme of ease in mind as you breathe out, the ease of the heart. And letting everything else just go into the background. And with a more potent, resonant quality of ease, then it's relatively easy to notice the mental activity as you breathe in, noticing any mental activity as you breathe out, what the mind is doing, and noticing how that tends to quiet the mind, just being aware of the mental activity from this place of ease tends to quiet the mind. So the two instructions here, breathing in, sensitive to mental activity, mental formations, feeling and perceptions, all the activity of mind. Breathing out, sensitive to this mental activity. Breathing in, noticing the quieting of the mind's activity. Breathing out, noticing how it's quieting down. A kind of dispassion, not feeling so pushed around, so intoxicated by the thoughts or any mental activity, feeling. Because we're relating from the point of view of the ease. When the mind is happy, it's not so obsessive about thoughts or memories or any other feelings or mental activities. It's happy just to let that stuff be. To allow thoughts to come and go. Make no big deal about them. training oneself while breathing in to notice the quieting, the quiet, the relative quiet of this mental activity. And again, training oneself while breathing out to be sensitive to the relative quiet of the thinking mind. We could notice the noise, the mental activity, but we're choosing to notice the relative absence of mental activity.